You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Marilyn Maslin. Marilyn, are you ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Let's do this. Marilyn is the Chief Talent Officer and Managing Partner at the Maslin Group and Resume Footprint. I'm excited to have you on. Marilyn, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I live in Colorado. I actually grew up in Colorado. I live here with my wonderful husband. And so I am a fledgling plant owner as well. Basically, I rescue plants from various box stores. And I'm not necessarily a green thumb, but I just give them that shot at a second life. And also trying to, raise a overactive Labrador, which is awesome and fun. Aside from that, as you pointed out, I run a national resume writing company and personal branding agency. And also with the other part of my time, I'm an HR consultant on the people side. And do a lot with recruiting and functioning as an employee advocate. So really, I have that full circle perspective regarding people in general and how the talent system works.
Nice. I appreciate that. So how does one go from not being a plant rescue person to all of a sudden rescuing plants from big box stores?
I think at the end of the day, it's a little bit about, just that interest in having that compassion and that empathy. You know, when you look at all the plants on the ledge, you think to yourself, well, goodness gracious, somebody needs to step in. and so, it's not necessarily that I'm tremendous at being able to provide that that great green thumb. But on the other hand, I see a need and I step in. And so, maybe that's how I got into this industry anyway. My background really is that, sad to say, I grew up in a house with a father who was ill. He was sick. But the great thing that he did is he had a bunch of daughters, and he was very interested in making sure that we could provide for ourselves and stand on our own two feet. And so one of the things that he did all the way through growing up is he used to sit us down about once a month individually and have that conversation. What do you want to do when you grow up? And so, this overstuffed big chair, and I don't even think my feet, hit the floor when we started these conversations. And long story short, I have two other sisters, and they have very intentional careers, one in media, the other one is in healthcare, and they've always been very directional about how they've done that. They've done a tremendous job. Every time I met with my dad once a month, I always had a different direction. I wanted to be a botanist. I wanted to be a biologist. I wanted to be a rock star. I wanted to, pick up garbage. I thought everything was important. I thought people were interesting, and what they did was valuable and how it contributed to the world. And by the time I went to college, what I realized is I wanted to do what he was doing. You know, help people with their purpose and help people with their direction and their passion in life. I thought that was really amazing. And so that's what I get to do every day. I get to help people achieve their goals and, you know, drive towards their ambitions. And I love it.
Well, I think that that's fantastic. So your dad, when you were such a little girl that you couldn't even touch your feet to the ground, would sit you down on a monthly basis and say, so what are you gonna do when you grow up? I think that that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's an amazing man. And so, you know, he did all kinds of things to help, you know, navigate to make sure doors opened or, you know, we had those plans and those paths. And of course, I was his frustration because I kept changing and you know, he'd bang his head against a wall with me. But, you know, I think that's where a lot of people are, right? I mean, you know, there's so many people who are all ages that are like, I have no idea what I want to do when I grow up. And they might be my age, which is somewhere in the middle. And, you know, or they're stuck. And so whether they're job searching or advancing or transitioning, you know, they don't really feel like they have that clear path. And, and so that's why there's people like me out there, you know, who are kind of good Sherpas, if you will.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. And I imagine it's a lot of people out there who say, I don't know what I want to do when I grow up, or they feel stuck, to your point. And, you know, if you look at the engagement numbers, or if you trust those surveys or whatever they are that say just a lot of us, the majority of us, don't really like what we're doing. So you, as a Sherpa, how does that process start? How do you help to sort of guide people to finding meaningful, purposeful work or whatever they're interested in finding?
Yeah, it's a great question, George. I mean, I think getting started is really so much of the battle. And and by the way, my advice first and foremost to everybody is that everyone needs to get started. Because one of the things I've seen, whether you're actively or passively or even not at all job searching, is that the carpet can get pulled out of everyone at any time. And also, opportunities will pass you by. People are looking to give you an opportunity at any moment, and not having that great online presence or great materials at your fingertips that are ready to go, you know, that's when people don't take the moment to apply, right? Because they're like, I don't have anything together. And so the first thing I would say is get started. The next thing I would say is start with yourself. And, you know, write down your goals and literally write them down. There's this interesting study that was done by Harvard. They've been doing it with their MBAs. It's kind of a rolling study where what they did is they found that about 84% of their entire class was not writing down their goals. 13% of their class had set goals, but they had no plans around them. Only 3% of their class had both. And when they looked 10 years later, 13% of the class that had done both were making twice as much money. And 3% of the class that had really pursued that was making 10 times as much money as the rest of the 97% of the class. To my point, what I'm saying is just purposefully sitting down with yourself, writing down your annual goals and putting a plan around them will help be the start to navigate your career. And so I would start with yourself. The next thing I would do is I would find a mentor, someone who has the job you want or someone who has done the job you want. You know, I guess the side note I would say to that is if you're a gal, a woman who's listening to this, It can be more challenging for the women out there if you're looking for a female mentor, because women hold 21% of the C-suite level jobs out there if you're an executive woman looking for an executive mentor, because there's just less of them out there. And so be very, persistent about finding those individuals. And for others out there, I encourage you to help coach and lift those individuals up. Lastly, look for your connectors. I bet you all know someone who knows everyone. And so reach out to those individuals, tell them your ambitions, tell them your goals, and ask them to help connect you as well to people and companies that can help you get that next step.
Well, I think that's all really well said right there. And I am familiar with the that Harvard study that you referenced, and those numbers are just too good to ignore. And I am always honest with people when I tell them to write down their goals that it took me until I was probably 35 years old to actually start doing it. So for whatever reason, it's really hard for us as human beings to do that exercise. But once we do it, there's obviously immense value there. This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show. In terms of the mentor, I appreciate that you want to look for somebody who has the job or has done the job that you're really interested in or curious about or what you want. And that it is probably inherently, just because of the facts, harder for women. But does that mean that you should find somebody that is similar to you in gender or personality? Or how do you go about finding that good fit? Or doesn't that matter?
Yeah. No, it's a great question. Is once you have your direction in place, I think what you need to do is find individuals who, again, are interested in coaching you, right? Who are interested in having that partnership, because it's really about partnership, right? And who are interested in meeting with you on a regular basis and giving you kind of advice on the ropes. And so, part of it can be finding that alignment of industry. Part of it can be finding that alignment of network, the network that you're looking for. Maybe a mentor of someone who would be the one who, or the type of person who would hire you next, right? So kind of think strategically. Maybe they haven't necessarily had the job you want, but they'll have the next job you want.
Yeah.
And so, I guess part of it is I encourage people to be bold. If you don't know someone like that now, start to find them on LinkedIn and introduce yourself. Ask for that 5-minute conversation. And of course, at the end of the conversation, say, how can I help you, right? A reciprocal relationship, right? Where you're also, all boats rise when you are lifting each other up. But look for someone who's interested in being your mentor, I think.
Yeah. Is there magic language to that, Marilyn? I think that anytime I try to come up with the perfect language, I just kind of trip all over myself. But it's something to the effect of striking up a relationship, finding somebody on LinkedIn, reaching out, say, hey, can we, I'd love to chat, learn a little bit about your career. But past that, to actually try to develop that mentor-mentee relationship, is there something magic to say?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the best way to go about it is to be introduced. And that's why those connectors are gold. And, where you ask your connector, do you have a recommendation on someone who you think would be a valuable mentor to me? And so one thought is to put together a personal board of director or advocates, and you'll find that personal board of advocates or directors, your first one will recommend you to the second one. right? And you might have one individual on there who's a financial person, and another person who's a career person, and another person who is maybe a strategic individual, you know, on strategic navigation and business in your career. So that might be one way to go about it. So ask people you respect, even if they're outside of what you want to do, right? What you have done, the industry you're in, if they know someone they would recommend to you as a valued mentor. And then that introduction often does the trick.
Yeah, I think that without question changes the entire dynamic of all of it from, although I know that it's possible to reach out cold to somebody on LinkedIn, getting the power of that personal introduction just changes and speeds everything up just exponentially. So I think that makes a lot of sense. Nice. All right. So making sure that we are staying on top of everything, because you never know when an opportunity might come along. So when somebody says, hey, give me some information about you, that you have something ready, making sure that you have your goals set, seeking out mentor relationships. For people that are, you know, my age, like 40 years old and more, and this idea of a personal brand is kind of a weird thing. How do you talk to people about that?
Sure. So here at Resume Footprint, one of the things that we do is with clients who come to us, is we talk about their background, what we define as their brand, and their goals. We see those dovetailing together. So we want to understand their history. What have you done? What's your knowledge, skills, achievements, experience, and the differentiators. And the differentiators are really your personal brand. Why you? What separates you out from the stack? And so that really is how we, if you will, they're our Wheaties box.
Nice.
And it's our job to position them effectively in the market, to tell their story in a way that's compelling and engaging and exciting, to where people want to pick up the phone and call them and say, hey, I've just got to meet you.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's a function of really kind of get down to who you are and what you're bringing to the table and how you like to work, a lot of those characteristics about yourself. So that's going to require that if you don't know those answers, to kind of like the goal setting thing, you probably have some passing idea about those things, but to actually sit down and put pen to paper.
Yeah, I think one of the most valuable reasons for hiring a resume writer or a LinkedIn writer or a personal marketing writer is to get the helicopter view when you're walking through your own forest. It's incredibly difficult to do. People either overdo it or they underdo it. And the other reason is because of all the technical aspects now that go into applying for a job because of applicant tracking systems. And a lot of times people are write a good document, but it gets thrown out by ATS systems and because it doesn't meet the format requirements. So when you hire a executive resume writer, basically they know all the ground rules. So when you hire us here, we actually run it through an applicant tracking system. And so it is our goal basically to combine great best practices with being your professional copywriter. And so it's that sweet, Venn diagram, if you will.
Yeah, that makes sense. And helicopter view when walking through your own forest. I know that, yes, it is all too human a thing to fall short of being able to describe ourselves succinctly and accurately. So amen.
Absolutely.
Well, Marilyn, the people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Sure. Well, there's a couple things. I think two things I would say is, first of all, I love the quote by Sun Tzu, which is opportunities multiply as they are seized. And so what I would say is that opportunities can pass you by If you don't know the right person, have up-to-date materials or invest in career building skills. And so I would encourage everybody out there to get started on one of those things today. And an easy way to do that is to create kind of a day that you put aside for yourself, kind of think of it as your own personal career holiday, spend the day and start thinking about your own trajectory. And that is an easy way to go about kind of getting that momentum that you're looking for in your own personal, you know, career.
Well, I think that that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Marilyn, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Oh, absolutely. The easiest way to do that is to go to resumefootprint.com, where you can find me and you can also find our team of amazing writers. You can also find me at LinkedIn, Marilyn Maslin. And I'd love to be able to chat with you with any questions that you might have about your career.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Marilyn your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to resumefootprint.com. Find Marilyn on LinkedIn. I'll list all those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Marilyn.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, George. And anyway, I hope you have a great day. And thanks to anyone listening out there. Good luck and happy hunting.
Yeah, amen. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio. And the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.